Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Ken Freeman, and this is my WordPress Help Desk for May 16th, 2016. Welcome. In today's show, on page one, it's going to be a brief show as we talk about the news about WordPress and some of the recent updates and latest news concerning the viruses that are out there. But on page two, I'm going to spend most of today talking about a review of two main online services, Squarespace and webs.com, and I'm going to help you to understand what's going to be there if you do use their services, and if you're thinking about it, why you might want to consider WordPress. And on page three, I will answer real questions from you, the listener, during our Q&A session. Our show this week is sponsored by Hosting-Master and WP-SiteMakers.com. Over at Hosting-Master, we are now offering complete SSD cloud-based VPS accounts and dedicated SSD accounts for those who need more for their hosting. Visit Hosting-Master.com, sign up today, and get great WordPress hosting. WP-SiteMakers.com, the WordPress design shop, invite you to call them this week. They are taking appointments for new site work over the next 6 weeks, and if you've been thinking about having a website created, rather than jump on one of these free sites that has so many gotchas that it'll keep you spinning, why not call WP-SiteMakers.com today? Their phone number is 214-703-0505. Well, this week we want to bring you an update on a site that we have just finished over at WP-SiteMakers.com, and this site is called Gorilla Works with an X, W-O-R-X. Those of you who are involved with or would love to know about wingsuit flying, proximity flying, we have a very incredible site just finished. First of all, the site gives access to all of the Phoenix Fly wingsuits, the wingsuits that have started this whole movement, the wingsuits that have been used by hundreds and hundreds of the pro flyers that are doing all of the flying. And these suits are well designed, stable, and are some of the best in the trade. And so on this site, we start with the engaging video of two well-known flyers jumping down off of a tall mountain over in Europe and speeding through the forest, speeding through the sides of the mountain, down through the crevices, going down into the valley to the city below. And it's an incredible flight. It's like jet airplane flying, but it is an incredible thing to think that it's a human flying with just their suit. Well, we have the history of the company. We have their wingsuit academy, their research and development, their drop zone lookup. You have all of the wingsuits along with the FAQ for order options and measuring guides, and a complete color chooser along with the other equipment and gear that you're going to need if you do wingsuit flying, such as the Icaro helmets, the Solar X helmets, and the Senna technologies for communication. We give them an access to literally years of media to show all of the various flights that have been taken and recorded so that people can get a real good handle on wingsuit flying. Then, of course, through their announcements area, you will be able to keep up with the wingsuit news from the owner, Vic, who is well known throughout the world for his involvement and his contribution to the wingsuit trade. And then, of course, the big one is to be able to order online and to be able to sign the electronic disclaimers that are necessary to get up on the plane, to go up to fly. This is a sport that is well regulated throughout the world, and what you see happening in wingsuits is incredible to watch, and I can't wait to launch this site. We are just this close to launching, and so I won't, next week I'll tell you what happened when we launched the site. But watch for Gorilla gorilla-works.com. We'll tell you all about it when we take the veil off and show the new site. Now, if you need help in a WordPress site, no matter what the level of the site, give us a call, won't you? We have experience, vast experience, probably more experience than most WordPress designers in town, and I would love to help you. To contact us, it's real simple. Call 214-703-0505. That's 214-703-0505. With that, let's move to page one. In today's news, here's what I have for you. WordPress updated again from 4.2 to 4.21 to 4.22, and the result has been a flurry of constant updates of themes and plugins this week. But the good news is that WordPress has addressed the XSS problem that it had been struggling with for 14 months. And it's good because there has been no reports of any hacks within WordPress, and I'm glad to see they finally fixed it. Now, there is a new Venom virus hitting Linux servers, especially those that use Xen to speed up their processing. And there's much to go on, but the nice thing you need to know is that Hosting Dash Master, as of tonight, will be rebooted, and all of that problem will be eliminated. It will be filtered out, and we won't have that problem hitting us. Well, there's a lot going on in WordPress, and another thing that happened this past week was that PayPal just shot themselves in the foot, as far as I'm concerned. I've always been a little reluctant to use PayPal because it wasn't a true financial house. It's more of an aggregator, and as a result, I didn't even think about them. I've used them for so many years and was actually favorable to them because I could get a 1% transaction using their debit card instead of transferring it to the bank that took 4 or 5 days. All of a sudden, I got a payment, and it was for a website, so it was a sizable payment. And the party that I was working with had an accountant that was on the number of the credit card. And when the credit card was paid, he was called to just verify this, and he said, well, I don't remember authorizing this. And as a result, they canceled my account, locking up the money I had in PayPal, and now causing me to lose domain after domain because anything hitting PayPal fails. So I've lost nearly $900 because of PayPal, and so I've moved and have started working with different ones to do one thing, and that is to find the most secure payment solution for all of my sites. And once I have that all settled down and finished, then I want you to know that we're going to be letting you know what we recommend for payment processing. Well, there's a lot going on, and every time I look around, there's someone else advertising a free site here or there. So today, instead of spending a lot of time on news, I'm going to cut it off at the midway point here, and I want to focus on site builder tools that are out there that I want to help you see what they can do and what they can't do and why you need WordPress. So if you're ready, let's get started on our expanded page two for this week. There's been a lot of talk about Squarespace and webs.com, a lot of advertising. They've got some fantastic websites. The first is a new third-party online site building service that is showcasing what I think are some pleasing-looking websites, but you need to know all the details before you build your site there. The latter is an older online builder service that's actually owned by a printing company, and it's one that's been around for a long time. And so they have quite a few, quote, features, but when it comes to producing the final site, it leaves site owners holding a bag that can become a costly bag. And in the world of site builders, there is always a major concern that must be addressed for those thinking or building their site with such a tool. And that is that every one of them are built on shared hosting. Shared hosting is a reality of every site builder provider because it's an application that is licensed to that server. It's sold as a service or a SaaS, and they are licensed solely for that one IP. That means you can't take your site done on that site builder anywhere else. You're married to that host for life. I have talked till I'm blue in the face about shared hosting, and frankly, don't want to waste your time except to say that site builders, by default, share the hosting of hundreds, if not thousands, of websites, just like WordPress.com is a huge mega shared site with nearly half of all of the 74 million sites hosted on WordPress.com platform. That's a lot of shared sites. And I say that to say that's not the best way to run a business or a nonprofit website. If it's your personal site, who cares? But if it's a business, if it's a nonprofit, you need a host that will take care of you and not one that's going to put you at risk. And shared hosting means you are at risk of three different things. You are at risk of decreased performance, at risk of hackers penetrating your back end, and at risk of being blacklisted as a spammer. All if just one on that many, many huge network of neighbors misbehaves or overproduces. All of these online tools require that you pay for hosting. And what are you getting? Are you getting great support? Or are you getting mediocre or poor? Or are you getting non-support? For instance, when several of the hosting companies got bought out by this company out in Provo, Utah, all of the call centers were merged into one, and suddenly all the tech support became untrained clerks who had no knowledge of the server, basically trained to tell you that whatever your problem must be your code, and you got nowhere with that person. You could never get any true support. This is the type of thing you're going to run into with these shared online accounts, is you don't know who the host is and you don't know what their support will be like. And so it's a critical question you have to ask because these are legitimate concerns. Let's look inside Squarespace to start because Squarespace has been making a lot of noise lately. One, it's visually pleasing, it's mobile, it's responsive in its template design, and so it can help you look good and it will meet Google's responsiveness or mobile friendliness. And they claim that their support is 1 hour email response turnaround. Well, what that means in real world is that you're going to ask for help. Now it's going to be an hour before they will email you back. During that hour, your site may be down. It could be that you have caused something to go wrong with your site that you were editing, and now that support is going to harm you because it's going to be an hour before they even respond, and then it's going to be a response that they've updated the ticket and you've got to go log in to get to that. In other words, you never talk to a human. And of course, then their style editor is powerful and flexible and offers you a ton of design flexibility, including real-time design, and I think that's a good feature. I'd like to see that feature on every WordPress, and it'll probably come, but it's not there yet. Well, while we have seen a lot of raving reviews about Squarespace, as a website builder, I needed to test it myself in order to validate those reviews, and so I went through a Squarespace review testing phase with, I think, perhaps unfair, higher expectations than normal, driven by three main reasons. One, they have good publicity, they have mesmerizing marketing videos, and they have killer example websites. So my higher than normal expectations, I really don't think were unfair. But given that we're supposed to be objective, and I think most definitely we try to do that, at least we recognize that throughout this extensive testing process, did Squarespace meet our higher expectations? Well, an honest answer is yes and no. Squarespace was launched in 2004 and is a drag-drop type website builder specifically focused on providing rich imagery, highly polished, finished experiences for website builders. And, you know, if you want your website to look visually stunning and expensive, it will look like you've spent a lot of money on your site if you use Squarespace. The visual experience are undeniably rich, causing all of us to believe that Squarespace is targeting a unique segment of users such as designers, photographers, businesses, portfolio-driven websites and such. Right now, they power about 1.8 million websites, which in appearance is a lot smaller than some of the others that have been around longer, like Wix or Weebly, but they are growing at a record rate. One significant distinction is that all of the sites created by Squarespace are paid, whereas there's a whole number out there that we don't know about on sites like Weebly and Wix that are free. But I don't even mention those two because when you see the result and you actually have to go try to edit one of those pages, it's for the birds. Now, what are the pros that I saw in Squarespace? Number one, I told you it provides a beautifully rich imagery, designer templates that are undeniably commanding your attention right off the bat. Our first thought of their templates is that they are clean, minimalistic, and give off a sophisticated vibe. They definitely project a high finished quality as if a designer had spent months polishing them, and we particularly appreciated their clean lines, which is a nice contrast to other website builder templates that can be a bit noisy by design. All Squarespace templates are responsive, meaning that you can resize your browser and your content, including image slideshows and front page sliders and what have you, that will all automatically resize to help give you and your visitors an optimized viewing experience. And this is especially helpful if your visitors tend to use mobile devices, which is the upward trend. And Google has just had their mobile day of reckoning, so it's going to be important in the future that every site you own is responsive. Squarespace gives you extensive styling options that a lot of other website builders do not have. We're not saying that you can't do those types of customizations with other website builders. It's just that Squarespace makes it so easy to just drag and drop to customize your website design without editing code. And this option works great, especially if you're not a coding ninja. For example, you can adjust the fonts, the colors, the image opacity, the sidebar width, the background images, sizes and spacing and padding, just about anything on a Squarespace website. And it makes it easy for you to get help. There you have a 24/7 support team that either you can email for help or you can do a live chat. Sadly, they don't have live help. It is their policy to reply to every email message in less than an hour, no matter what time you send it in. And this is helpful if you're in a completely different time zone from New York where they're headquartered and if you're working at an odd hour. But when you think about all these things, if they have those kinds of positives, what sort of negatives do they have or the cons? Well, Squarespace separates the editing screen and the live preview screen. What you see when you are editing in editing mode is not necessarily what you see in preview or publish of your website. And you can take comfort that the website will be responsive, so your visitor will see a similar version of what you want on the layout. But it's a nuisance to, in terms of the user experience, that you have to be building it in a layout that doesn't look like what it looks like out on live. Well, an update recently is that Squarespace has updated its editor, and now you don't have to switch between editing and preview. And after this update, what you see is that when you're editing your Squarespace Webspace website, it is how it will look after you publish it. Now, that's a big improvement, but I think we're going to see bugs in that real-time editing, just like anything new. And as it shakes down, I hope that this will become a sales tool for them that will help them bring more people into Squarespace. Now, adding and dragging and dropping blocks were slightly buggy in our test. It wasn't as smooth as some other drag-drop builders, like if you've used Divi in WordPress, if you've used any of the tools like Story and work with any of their components. Where in WordPress, we can build and build and build. Here, if you rearrange a block and you don't like it, you've got to go back and take that out and find another one to put in. So it's not as easy to fully customize as we would want. And, you know, for example, if we wanted to move an image block from the top of the screen to the bottom, we expected to be able to just click on that block and drag it to the bottom of the screen. But it didn't happen that way. And so at times we had trouble rearranging content. And although Squarespace Style Editor does give you the ability to customize and style almost anything in the website without going into code, it could be a bit overwhelming for the average Joe. And this could end up being a case of paralysis for too many styling options. It's awesome if you have the patience, a designer's eye, or high specific design standards for your website as Squarespace really gives you the fine controls over design. But for the average person, I find the menu of WordPress can be intimidating for users. How much more would it be with Squarespace? This doesn't mean you can't create a beautiful website over at Squarespace, because you certainly can. But I think the average user may find the editing and customizing too cumbersome. And of course, for every good site, there's 500 sites that people are not caring about. They're not caring about their SEO, their design, or anything. They just are thrilled they could create something. And like most site builder sites, you can't move or download the site. It's proprietary on that one server. Now, can you accept payments with Squarespace? Well, they are integrated with Stripe for accepting payments directly to your bank, and you can sign up for Stripe in minutes and begin accepting payments immediately. But I will tell you, Stripe requires an API, and it is not user-friendly. It's not like PayPal, where you can just copy some code and put it on your site. How much does Stripe cost? Stripe charges 2.9% with 30 cents per transaction. And you can get that information from stripe.com/us/help/pricing for details and volume information. Now, not everyone using a website is comfortable leaving their merchant to do all the work with Stripe. Stripe is an international company, and it's negative, but the one positive is that Squarespace makes it a one-click add-on you can add to your site on Squarespace. Their hosting plans range from 8 to 16 to 24, and I will say the average site is probably paying $16. And there again, while Squarespace is free, the hosting is not. And remember, WordPress.com is free, but if you want it done right, WordPress.org will let someone like WPSiteMakers.com create it for you, give you that award-winning, rich, beautiful, grabbing, interactive, engaging WordPress site that works for you the way you want it to work. And you don't have to worry about any of this frustration of having to learn how to build a site. Now, Squarespace allows you to optimize basic SEO, and it produces pages with clean markup, which is a plus. I commend them for that. Unlike Wix, it just buries everything into a picture and then hands you 1,000 divs. This is a true clean HTML markup. And it's on par with most site builders. Now, before we run out of time, let's look at webs.com. They have, 55 million websites built. So is it good for you? Well, 55 million websites have been built with webs.com at the time of our review. And why is it so popular? Well, it's been around since 2001, and they are run by a great big printing company. And that printing company is VistaPrint. And because they're on VistaPrint, they used to be the VistaPrint website builder, but now they turned it into a name, called it webs.com, gave them a good front page, gave them a good video, good ads, and now millions have been flocking over getting their free sites. But when it comes to user friendliness, Webs has done a fairly good job on their drag drop builder. It allows you, like on Squarespace, to drag modules such as pictures, paragraphs, slideshows into the website and edit them by clicking them. The learning curve is not high when compared to other website builders, but as a side note, users' feedback is that webs.com is pretty buggy and can freeze up at times, and Webs has been completely through a significant overhaul of their builder that was there in the mid-2012, and the current version gives you a smoother interface and experience, but it's still easy to add modules, edit them, and remove them, and it is set up to allow you to build membership sites directly on their websites. And this is great if you've got to build a membership site, and it makes it easy for someone to build a membership site without having to know much about it. And this is the way you can do it to restrict your pages, which can be viewed to the public. But you do know that with WordPress, we have that same very feature with any WordPress site, that we can just load a plugin for S2 membership, and you can select which post or page or all pages or all posts to become member only. Webs has an app store that will allow you to run other apps along with your website, and that's a nice selling feature. And it's particularly a one-click button to add an app to your website. I would say Webs is ideal if you're a small business plan on having an online e-commerce site or a membership site, Webs is a site builder you should consider. At least it's free to try them out. But what are the cons? Well, number one, because it's being built, it's like the rest of them, Wix, Weebly, of the others, but Webs only offers you 40 templates instead of hundreds of templates. And in addition, about six of them can only be accessed if you upgrade to their premium package. Now, Wix has 500 templates. Weebly has 100 templates, and we've only got 40 here at Vistaprint's Webs. While there's not a lot of themes, the themes are fairly clean and decent, and if you're not overly picky in the design of your website, you can probably find what you need. However, the downside is that if you can't find a theme that suits your designs, you're limited. And this is where, again, I say, why go to these online tools when you could do what you could do right here in WordPress? And so if you review what we just said, we said that Squarespace is running your site, it's going to run you between 16 and 24 a month, and you've got about 600 templates to choose from, but you're faced with the same threats on Squarespace or Webs or Wix or Weebly, and that is, they're shared, and thus you're at risk. Now, with that, let's turn to page 3 and see if we can get a few questions in before we go. Now, remember to ask your question for this podcast. Call 214-703-0505 or call me or text me at 903-926-2607 or send your email to support@awebstore.com. Well, in our first question, we've been asked this question by Jim. He says, I noticed the backboard or the back-end dashboard menu in black is appearing indented and some options are missing after the WP4.2.2 upgrade. Well, I think what he's talking about is the new customization widget that is now standard as easier access to the base widgets, and it indents the site to show the customization window. But if you'll go in through the appearance widgets, you'll get back to the real widgets and the dashboard has not changed. In question 2, looking for a support maintenance management tool. I'm in the process of putting together a support maintenance contract for one of my current and future WordPress clients, and I'm looking for a tool that will help me manage those contracts with a start and end date, a place to put where the work was done, a reminder of how many days until the contract expires, and so forth. What I'm looking at what she's asking for and would suggest that you might want to go to a cloud service offering like Teamwork.com. There's many who appreciate Teamwork, but there's others that say they can't afford it. You can also load a CRM tool, and that CRM tool will allow you to manage all of your accounts and all of your collaborations and all of your partners. Now, I've used membership plugins that can handle invite coupons, and it will allow you to protect your WordPress, your posts, your pages, your tags, your categories, and it will work in BuddyPress and BBPress and even portions of content within pages and posts. But, you know, using S2 members as an example, you can literally store everything up on Amazon. You can work with WordPress with short codes and make complex integrations quick and easy. You can even sell recurring or non-recurring subscriptions with lots of flexibility or use the Buy Now button. So I recommend S2 Member, which, by the way, integrates with Stripe and PayPal Pro, AuthorizeNet, and ClickBank, too. So do what you need for members and check out these plugins. In our last question, we asked this. She needs to have a donation plugin button, but is leery of creating a PayPal account for many reasons. Well, I agree. Frankly, you could work with Stripe, Square, many other merchant gateways, and many of these allow you to put a button on your website or, like Square, put a payment invoice that you could send on an iPhone. But whatever you do, you want the donor to want to give, and to do that, you need more than just a donor button. You need to build the site to engage, and one of the best ways to build an engaging donor site is to build one in WordPress. a good example, and I'll leave you with this, is emcfrontline.org. Take a look at that site, get some ideas, and I'll see you next week as we come back for another My WordPress Help Desk right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next Saturday.
Been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress help.